broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say
and Thomas and Leibold singing our national anthem. And for those who have served this country, thank you for your service. And now the microphone is being handed over to today's play ball can. Thanks to Valley Sports. Valley Sports, the official fantasy game partner of minor league baseball. Valley Sports, the heart of the band to kick off this game. We've got Aaliyah. Aaliyah, what do you say?
Play ball.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this six-game series against the San Jose Giants. San Jose Giants are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, while your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. A little behind schedule. First pitch was scheduled for 7 o'clock. It's currently 7:03 as the right-handed pitcher Lorenzo Encarnacion is finishing up his warm-up pitches. Let's take you through today's starting lineups, starting off with the visiting team. Leading it off as the designated hitter, Turner Hill, followed by the right fielder, Tanner Otremba. Batting third behind the plate, O'Neill Perez. In the cleanup spot at second base, it's Thomas Gavello. Batting fifth at shortstop, Jose Ramos, followed by the third baseman, Andrew Cachel. Batting seventh at first, Zach Morgan, followed by the center fielder, P.J. Hilson. And batting ninth for the Giants in left field is Alexander Suarez. On the mound today for the Giants is Jack Choate. And Jack Choate will be the pitcher today for the Giants, but right now it's Encarnacion on the mound for the Rawhide. He will face the lefty, Turner Hill. All right, we are ready for first pitch. Infield shading slightly to the right, and the first pitch of the day is grounded right to the second baseman. Peña has it. The throw to first, one pitch, one out for Encarnacion. First pitch is at 7:05. There is some sun today. Yesterday, we started off with the lights being on, but there is a little bit of sun. It was really cloudy this morning, then right around BP, around 3 p.m., the sun came out. First pitch to Otremba. He squares the bunt, pulls back. It is a strike. O-1. Misses low. Catching for Encarnacion today is Christian Cerda. Third baseman, Gavin Conticello. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Manuel Peña. 1-1 is high and in ball two. And at first base, for the first time in his career, it is Johan Benitez. This is the first time he's playing first in a game. Finish up the defensive alignment for you after this pitch. The 2-1 is in. In left field, it's Anderson Rojas. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right field is Julio Carrion. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Otremba draws a one-out walk for the first base runner of the day, and the catcher, Perez, comes to the plate.
The catcher, number eight, O'Neill Perez.
Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton, and on the bases is David Sabal. First pitch swinging, but it is very foul into the Budweiser red zone on the left field side. 0-1, lined into right field for a base hit. Otremba goes to second. Carrion gets it in to hold him there. Runners on first and second. And that is the first hit given up by Encarnacion as a member of the Rawhide. This is his second start. And his first start a week ago, he did have a few base runners. He walked three while hitting a batter. But those are the only base runners he had through four innings. He did not allow a hit or a run. And a balk was just called on Encarnacion. Runners will move up 90 feet.
Check those bingo cards, N43, 068, and G50.
Gavello batting from the left side. This is his first at-bat of the series. First pitch to him is out. One 0 count, one down. Infield shifting to the right. They are back with two runners in scoring position. The pitch. Line drive towards right field. Carrion is right there to make the catch. Otremba is going to tag, and he comes back as the throw is cut off by the first baseman. Two outs.
070. Now batting shortstop, number 16, Jose Ramos.
Two down, still two runners in scoring position for Jose Ramos in the top of the first inning. Ramos batting 211 this season. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball. We do have the radar gun working today. The pitch. Line towards center. Guzman coming over to right center field. Makes the catch on the run. And the Giants strand two runners in scoring position. Still scoreless. Heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch from Choate is a strike at the knees. Left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Giants. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Strike two. Due up after Guzman is Anderson Rojas, followed by Christian Cerda and the designated hitter David Martin. The 0-2 fouled off. Batting fifth for the Rawhide today, Julio Carrion, followed by Gavin Contesello, Manuel Pena, Jose Fernandez, and Johan Benitez. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. It was a pitch in the dirt, so the catcher, Perez, steps up, throws to first to complete the strikeout.
headed to the plate for the Mycenae Rawhide. Here's left fielder, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas bats on the left side, one away, nobody on. Pitch from Trout. Rojas squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. Trout delivers, 1-0. Slow ground ball, first baseman. Morgan has it. Foot race to the bag. He beats Rojas, 2 down.
Check your cards. Bingo number B4. That's B4.
Now Christian Cerda comes to the plate with 2 away and nobody on. Catching today for Trout is O'Neal Perez. Third baseman, Andrew Cachel. And the shortstop, Jose Ramos. Second baseman, Thomas Gavello. And the first, Zach Morgan. First pitch to Cerda, fouled off into the netting. In left field is Alexander Suarez. In center, P.J. Hilson. And in right, Tanner Otremba. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off into the netting again. No balls, 2 strikes. Show is 3-0 with a 2.31 ERA. The lefty. He sets, glove at the chin. Now delivers. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Cerda strikes out swinging to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Choate. Scoreless. Second inning coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Rawhide Guest Services, presented by Budweiser, the king of beers. All right, fans, let's move to the top half of the second inning, heading to the plate for the San Jose Giants. Third baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel.
Top of the second inning, Encarnacion back on the mound. He delivers a ball outside to Andrew Cachel. Cachel bats from the left side and field shifting to the right. 1-0. Fouled off. So Encarnacion again. No wins or losses. Does not have an ERA. A zero ERA, really. But he threw 4 innings for the Rawhide last week in his first professional start. Here's the pitch. It misses low. He threw 4 scoreless innings, did not give up a hit, hit 1 batter, walked 3 while striking out 7. The 2-1 misses outside ball 3. Today he has given up a hit and a walk, no runs yet. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. 3 balls and a strike to the leadoff batter. Pitch to Cachel. There's a strike, full count. Payoff pitch, low in the dirt, ball 4. Cachel draws a leadoff walk to start off the second inning. And that's the second walk given up by Encarnacion today.
First baseman number 6, Zach Morgan.
Zach Morgan bats from the right side. Runner on first. Nobody out. Infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Morgan batting 230 this season. Yesterday, he went 1-for-5 with a home run. It was his fourth home run of the year. The pitch is low and out. Yesterday, the game took over 3.5 hours because of going into extra innings. Giants ended up on top 9-7. The pitch is low and outside, ball two. Encarnacion taking his time. He now sets. Glove at the chest. Pitch to Morgan. Is high and in. Ball three. So Encarnacion, he was with the Rawhide for one game last year. It was September 10th, which means he pitched the last day of the season. So he was only with the Rawhide for probably a total of 3, maybe 4 days. But he's earned a spot in the rotation now since joining. The pitch is a strike at the letters. Full count. Again, the Rawhide have a six-man rotation, which means every pitcher has a day of the week that he throws. Sometimes it's the only way that we know what day of the week it is. Here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed. Strike three. Morgan strikes out. For the first out of the inning, that's the first strikeout of the day for Encarnacion. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in Crust, we trust. First pitch to Hilson is swung on. Line to center field, Guzman. Makes the catch for the second out as Cachel retreats back to first. Two away with the runner on, and Alexander Suarez comes to the plate. This is his first game of the series as well. Batting 260 on the year. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. O-1 is in. Encarnacion, 5'11", 180 pounds. Originally from the Dominican Republic, pickoff attempt at first is not in time. 21 years old, he'll turn 22 in November this year. He was signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2021. 1-1. Tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch. They're saying he did go. According to David Sabal on the bases, I thought he checked his swing, and Suarez is now going to call for time. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Another pickoff attempt. He's back safely standing up. After Encarnacion was signed as a free agent, he did pitch in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. Threw in 17 games all out of the bullpen. 1-2. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout of the inning. And that ends the inning. Going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
David Martin swings the first pitch. It's a slow ground ball on the right side. Pitcher choke comes off, barehands it, and underhand tosses to first for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Choate to start off the bottom half of the second. We are scoreless here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Julio Carrion is at the plate. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses, but Carrion is unable to check his swing, according to Sabal. No balls, two strikes now. O-2 from Choate. Slow ground ball, third base side. The pitcher, Choate, picks it up. The throw to first is in time. Choate able to defend both sides of the mound the first time, a little bit easier in my opinion, where his momentum is going towards first and he's able to just underhand toss it. This one here came off the mound, went to the third base side, was able to spin and throw to first, although being a lefty, your momentum does start going towards third base, and he was able to spin quite nicely. But a good job by Choate as the pitch to Conticello misses outside ball one. Conticello now batting 196. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Conticello had a hot bat last night. 3-for-5 with a home run. The pitch is fouled off. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Deep fly ball to right field. Does it have the distance? Is it fair? And it's a foul ball. Conticello almost made it two home runs in as many days. The last one, or the one yesterday, I should say, it barely cleared the yellow line in right field. This one had the distance, but off the bat, you cannot tell if it's going to be fair or foul. And quite frankly, I'm to the right of home plate, so I really don't have a very good angle to be able to see. The pitch is outside and low, ball two. On a ball hit to left, I have a little bit of a better angle, but there's a lot of poles in my way here at Valley Strong Ballpark. There is a called strike three on the outside corner. Conticello goes down looking, and it's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Choate. Going into the third, you're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
The Central Valley has some of the...
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Now Valley designated hitter Turner Hill.
Top of the order back at the plate, Turner Hill, the designated hitter, batting from the left side. First pitch misses high and out, ball one. Encarnacion is back on the mound. Third inning of work. We are scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark as that pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Encarnacion in his first start here in Visalia. The pitch misses in. Second start with the team. His last start, he pitched 72 pitches through four innings. 2-1. Low and inside. Hit the shoe of the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton. Three balls and a strike. Hill grounds it out to second in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a high inside pitch, but he does go around, and Hill seemed a little confused on that, but he definitely did go around. Even though he kept the bat on his shoulder, his body fully spun. Payoff pitch. Tries to check his swing or at least slow it down, but he does go around. Strike three. Strikeout number three of the day for Encarnacion. First out of the third.
Big number I-27. And to plate in tonight's beer batter, right fielder Tanner Otremba.
Tanner Otremba bats from the right side, one away, nobody on in a scoreless ball game. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. The Giants have had three base runners today. Otremba walked in his first at-bat, and the batter who's on deck, Perez, he singled. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Rojas gives chase. He's not going to get it. Bounces in front of the left center field wall. Otremba standing on second with a double, his 13th double of the year. First extra base hit of the day and only the second hit of the day.
Catcher O'Neill Perez.
And now Perez, who did single in his first at-bat, comes to the plate. Runner in scoring position for the catcher, who has 25 RBI this season. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Shallow right field. Pena goes out. Carrion comes in. Lands between both of them. Seeing eye single. Runners on the corners.
071. That's 071.
Thomas Gavello bats from the left. He is lined Thomas out Gavello. To right today. Second inning that the Giants have had at least a one runner in scoring position. On third, Otremba. On first, Perez. Infield shifting to the right. The third baseman, Conticello, a step behind the third base path. There we go. Behind the base path. One step behind it. One down, first pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Shortstop Fernandez is shading very closely to second base. Pena about halfway to first, a little bit closer to second. And then Benitez is holding the runner on first. 0-1. Misses a little low. One. Low. Ball two. Encarnacion last year pitched in the Arizona Complex League, was 2-2 with a 6.04 ERA and 11 appearances. 2-1. Fouled off. And as I mentioned, he did throw in one game here in Visalia. But it was in relief. He threw 2 1/3 innings, one run off two hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three. So far today, he's given up three hits, and the Giants are threatening with runners on the corners and one down. 2-2. Inside almost hits him, ball three. Lights are turning on here in Visalia. Payoff pitch. This one does hit him on his right leg. Looked like his right calf that was hit. So the bases are full. Otremba's on third. He doubled. On second is Perez. He singled. And on first is Gavello, who was just hit by a pitch. Here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach of the Rawhide. He'll come have a conversation with Encarnacion and the entire infield. Every single mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. T-Mark, the pitching coach this year for the Rawhide. Last year, he was in the Dominican Summer League as the pitching coach. And then in 2019, he actually played here in Visalia. In part of 2018 and 2019, he pitched here. That was the last year of his playing career before he started coaching in the Diamondbacks organization.
Shortstop Jose Ramos.
One down, the bases are full. And now Jose Ramos is at the plate. We are scoreless so far in the third. Here's the pitch. Comes inside and it hits Ramos. A run will score. Giants lead 1-0. Back-to-back hit by pitches. And Cajal steps to the plate batting from the left. He has 23 RBI this season, one away, still bases full. Cajal is 3-for-6 with the bases loaded. First pitch to him. There's a strike at the belt. Big swing and a miss. Count is 0-2. Cajal in his first at bat against Encarnacion did draw a walk. Popped up left center field. Rojas is underneath it. Otremba at third. He's going to tag, and the throw goes to second. Gets by the second baseman, Pena. But Benitez is there to back it up.
And 44.
It'll be a sacrifice fly for Cajal. Perez.
First baseman, Zach Morgan.
Beg your pardon, it's Perez who scored. Two nothing ball game. Runners on first and second. On second, Gavello, and on first is Ramos. Zach Morgan at the plate, batting from the right side. Giants lead 2-0. Encarnacion delivers. It's swung on. A hard ground ball takes off the glove of Encarnacion. Able to recover, pick up the ball, and throw to first to end the inning. But the Giants pick up two runs. They lead 2-0 as we go into the third, bottom half of the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to always use EPA repellents such as
visit their booth located near the Balance Cover Team store and call their family service counselor, Jeremy, and receive a complimentary personal planning guide. Miller Memorial Chapel is here to help. Hey, Culligan Man, Culligan Olympi is backed by over 80 years of experience in the perfect solution for your family water concerns. This is the CSGA pastor. Take it away. By the way, we're taking care of the tic-tac-toe showdown in the CSDA pasture out near right field. As you can see on the video board, the contest is being held right now at the CSDA pasture, having some fun for the Culligan Water tic-tac-toe showdown. Bottom of the third inning, and to play for the high. Second baseman, Manuel Peña.
Rawhide trail 2-0 in the bottom of the third. First pitch from Chode is in to Peña. The pitch misses outside ball two. Peña has gone back to the pink shoes with pink batting gloves combo. He's been rotating between that and the gold shoes. Been giving an update of that every game. The 2-0. Hard ground ball, second baseman. Gavello backhands it, throws to first in time to retire Peña.
G-58, bingo number G-58.
Jose Fernandez steps to the plate batting from the right side, one away. Chote has not had a base runner yet today. First pitch to Fernandez, a breaking ball high outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Lined into right field, a base hit. Right fielder Otremba gets it in to hold Fernandez to a single, but the Rawhide have their first base runner and first hit of the day. First hit is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company.
With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. B13, single number B13. First baseman, Johan Benitez.
Johan Benitez bats from the right side, one down. Runner on first is Fernandez. The pitch is a little low, ball one. Fernandez not a threat to steal. In fact, he had his first stolen base attempt yesterday, but he was caught stealing. One-oh, misses in, ball two. Benitez is a switch hitter for the Rawhide, so he's batting from the right side against the lefty Chote. Benitez had his first hit as a member of the Rawhide and was a two-run blast. Pickoff attempt at first. Fernandez back safely diving. Chote is 22 years old, originally from Miami, Florida. Drafted last year by the Giants in the ninth round out of Assumption in Massachusetts. The pitch tries to check his swing, but he does go around. This is Chote's 11th appearance and fourth start. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Throw down to first from the catcher is not in time. Two balls, two strikes. He's thrown 35 innings of work for the Giants, striking out 51 while walking 16. Two-two. Foul tipped into the glove of Perez. Strike three. Two away. Runner on first in the top of the order. Alvin Guzman comes back to the plate. He did strike out in his first at-bat. And Choate has four strikeouts on the day. Pickoff attempt at first. And Fernandez back safely diving. 2-0 ball game. San Jose leads. Pitch to Guzman. Outside ball one. Last time that Choate threw it was on June 1st against Fresno when he took the win. Threw four innings of relief. Four scoreless innings of relief as well. Just gave up one hit. The 1-0. Fly ball right center field. Right fielder Otremba comes over. Makes the catch in front of the barn to end the inning. Rawhide still trailed by two as we go into the fourth inning. And on the play-by-play for the next three innings will be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
By the way, fans of Grounds Crew, as we provided, Polo's made by Cal Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen, printing, and promotional product needs. You can visit them at calapparel.net or give them a call at 559-733-7820. Want to welcome some of our community partners to the ballpark here this evening. Three, Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District, Calvary Roll Ice Cream. Fresh hand roll ice cream is how we roll. My senior rescue mission. And all of our wrestler partners with us this evening. Be sure to visit all the information booths and tables located along the right field concourse and near the Balance Cover Team Store. At three, they discover, develop, and deliver the most effective, proactive wellness solutions. Our interactive technologies deliver nutrients at a cellular level for maximum wellness. And of course, be sure to stop by three booths to enter to win some three products. Good luck. Let's move to the top of the fourth inning. The batter, center fielder, P.J. Hilton.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fourth inning for a leadoff hit from P.J. Hilson's hit in the glove of Alvin Guzman. And one quick out here to begin the top of the fourth. Lorenzo Encarnacion remains in the ballgame here for the Rawhide. And now Alexander Suarez will step up to the plate for the Giants. His second plate appearance of the ballgame. Had an at-bat back in the second inning where he struck out. Pitch on the way from Encarnacion. Swinging strike from Suarez. Called for strike number one. No balls and a strike. Delivery on the way from Encarnacion. That one fouled off over to the Rawhide dugout located on the left side of the field here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide on the left side. Meanwhile, the Giants are housed on the right side of the infield. Game two of a six-game series here. Between the Rawhide and the Giants. Delivery on the way from Encarnacion. That one's fouled backwards. And the count now goes no balls and two strikes.
247-2000 for Vision Glassworks for all broken windows.
Vision Glassworks foul ball. Call 559. 559-747-2000 for free quote today. Pitch misses 4-1. One ball and two strikes. Christian Serta asking for a new ball. Serta behind the plate for the second time in this series. David Martin, the secondary catcher, batting as designated hitter today. That one's fouled off to the left side over to the Rawhide dugout once again for Suarez. Suarez did not play in the game yesterday, so good to see him in the lineup for the Giants. Giants changing quite a bit up today. It's delivery on the way. One ball, two strikes. Just missed outside for a ball. Home plate umpire for today's game, Tatum Littleton, calling balls and strikes. David Sabal over at first base. Sabal was the man calling balls and strikes yesterday here for game one of the series. 2-2 pitch on the way to Suarez. Swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout. And there's two away here in the top of the inning.
That's right, brought to you by Pineapple Pizzeria and Tap Room, downtown Lexania.
So we go back to the top of the order. And that's going to be Turner Hill. So Turner Hill, the designated hitter, 1-for-6 yesterday, takes a strike down the side of the plate for strike number one, no balls and a strike. Turner Hill finds himself on a 5-game hit streak, 4-game run streak as well, 1-for-6 yesterday with a single. Hill watches that one go inside for a ball. Count goes 1-1 as Encarnacion's pitch approaching 90 miles per hour. The speed radar up and working here today here at Valley Strong. A little bit cooler of a day. 1-1 hit on the left side of the infield. Backhanded by Fernandez. Throw down to first in time. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Encarnacion. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. Quake, the Giants 2, the Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live.
Toyota, the primary automotive partner of the Lycidia Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. Tonight we have some special guests with us at the ballpark. In the Pampers Fan Dugout, we welcome TCOE, the Dream Center. Our Learn for the Law Community Spotlight will shine on them later tonight. Equity Group has a new logo, but they are still the same full-service property management and professional real estate company serving Lycidia and surrounding areas in Tulare and Kings Counties. Equity Group brings you the Equity Group Saloon, and the Equity Group Saloon is Frazier LLP. Coors Light, keeping Rawhide fans chill. On the new Coors Light lookout tonight, we welcome Hydrate. Budweiser, official beer of the Lycidia Rawhide. Budweiser brings you all the action of the Budweiser Red Zone. By the way, Budweiser, for all that you do, there's Buds for you. With the Budweiser Red Zone, we'd like to welcome St. Aloysius School to these groups. Enjoy tonight's game. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Batting for the Rawhide, Anderson Rojas.
Welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Anderson Rojas will lead things off for the Rawhide. Swing and a miss on the first pitch he sees. So Anderson Rojas batting at the number two spot. It's going to be Rojas, Serta, Martin. 2-3-4 coming up for the Rawhide. Rojas fouls that one backwards and finds himself behind the count. No balls and two strikes. A 13-game on-base streak for Rojas. 1-for-6 yesterday. Kept the streak alive in that one chance that he got on base. Left-on-left matchup here as pitch clock resumes. Working from the windup, the delivery on the way. And that one misses outside in the opposite batter's box for ball number one. 1-2. Jack Choate working here in his fourth inning of work. He's looked pretty good so far. 4 strikeouts on 33 pitches. Pitch misses outside for ball two, and the count goes even at 2-2. Had a no-hitter going into that third inning as you watch the replay. Just missed outside. Delivery on the way, fouled backwards, and staying alive in the count at 2-2. So as I was saying just a moment ago, Jack Choate was carrying a no-hitter going into the bottom of the third inning. Had one out before Jose Fernandez broke it up on a line drive into right field. So two and a third for Choate before giving up that his first base hit of the ball game. Rawhide have not gotten a hit since then. So only one hit compared to the Giants, three. Pitch misses outside for ball three. And the count is out, three balls and two strikes for Anderson Rojas. Rojas will await the pitch. The delivery on the way, payoff from Choate. Misses high for ball four. And the Rawhide have just their second base runner of the ball game.
N33. Number N33.
Watch where the pitch missed there. Breaking ball looked like a slider just above the letters across the chest. The Rawhide sporting their cream uniforms once again for the second straight day. Rawhide across the chest with the Arizona Diamondbacks logo stitched on the right shoulder. Pickoff attempt over at first base, not in time. Rojas gets back in there easily. Several pickoff attempts by Choate has been unable to get anybody, but he's been close. Hit into right field. Charging in is right fielder Otremba. He's going to be underneath that one. Make the grab. Retreating backwards will be Anderson Rojas, and there's now one away here in the bottom of the inning. Trying to get underneath that one was Christian Serta. This Rawhide team has been working on a lot of opposite field hitting this week. It looked like that's what Serta was trying to do on that one. Looks like the ball has carried here in the first two games of the series, but unable to get enough on that one. Pickoff attempt over at first base is called safe. David Sabal making the call there at first. David Martin stepping in for the second time today. Grounded out to the pitcher last time out back in the second inning. Delivery on the way for Martin, and that one's hit into right field. That one's going to drop just left of the right field line. Rounding second, going over to third is Rojas. Martin wants to stretch it into two. He's going to slide in safely. And it's a one-out double for the designated hitter, David Martin.
There you go, fans. That's our first surrender. That's your in-and-out double-double.
It's a nice piece of hitting there by David Martin. Kind of saw a ball extended outwards, and you see it dropping quickly. And Otremba definitely way too far away to retrieve that ball. And as a result, two runners in scoring position here for the Rawhide, and they're looking for their first lead of the ball game as Julio Quetion steps up to the plate for the second time tonight. So Quetion awaits the pitch, swing and a miss, called strike number one. Quetion, one of the hottest hitters on this Rawhide team. The former Rancho Quake will get ready. 2 points below 300. The pitch on the way to Quetion, swings and fouls that one backwards where Gavin Conicello is housed there on the left side of the infield. There you see him. Quetion will get ready to dig in once again after the foul ball. No balls and two strikes. Trying to slowly get back in the batter's box before he resumes play. The pitch on the way, and that one's swinging. It's a swinging bump, basically, as that one's going to go foul. And Quetion will have another chance to get ready to see another pitch. So Julio, the second best batting average on the team behind the new guy, Christian Robinson. You see the pitch there. Julio Quetion just foul on that one. Sprinting to the ball was the catcher Perez. But the ball was right of the foul line and has a chance to stay alive in the at-bat. Already two foul balls here for Quetion, awaiting pitch number five of the at-bat. The delivery on the way from Choate from the stretch, working from the far right side of the slab. The delivery swinging a miss for Julio, and he strikes out for out number two of the inning. Elevated fastball there for Quetion, unable to catch up to it. And the Rawhide down to their final out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The bottom of the fourth, excuse me, as Gavin Conicello will get ready to dig in for the second time today. Conicello 3-for-5 yesterday. The only Rawhide batter with three hits in the ballgame. And swinging a miss on a ball in the opposite batter's box in the dirt for strike number one. 80-mile-per-hour off-speed pitch there from Cho as he gets ready to approach 50 pitches, five pitches short. Gavin will get ready for the pitch. Back foot on the bat, back of the batter's box. And now it looks like Perez wants a new ball from home plate umpire Tatum Littleton. One ball and a strike for Conicello. Gavin had the second-best batting average on the road trip just behind Julio. and three home runs as well. Gavin had his first home run in that series, and he said, why not have three of them? Pitch on the way. High pitch at the chest. Called for strike number two for Conicello, and now he wants a batter's timeout. Looks like he's a little trying to figure out where that pitch caught. Looked pretty high. But home plate umpire Littleton's going to give the benefit of the doubt to Choate. And now it's 1-2. And now it's going to be a balk against Choate. And as a result, jogging on in, it was going to be Anderson Rojas. David Martin will advance over to third base. We'll see if we get a replay on that one. So the Rawhide were one strike away from getting out of the inning. And as a result now, they have a run scored as a result of the balk. 1-2, delivery on the way, misses outside for ball two. 2-2 for Conicello. I talked about during last night's broadcast, Conicello was really struggling in the series against Rancho at that time. That the end of May, May 16th through the 21st, I believe, were the dates of that series. Found himself batting in the 170s. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one's popped into center field. Underneath that one is the center fielder, P.J. Hilson. He'll retreat backwards about two steps, make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. But the Rawhide are able to score one run off the balk. One hit, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Rawhide trail against the San Jose Giants, 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Learn for Life Network, a nonprofit school that provides its students with personalized learning, career training, and life skills. Each school is locally controlled, tuition free, and gives students the flexibility and the one-on-one attention they need to succeed. For tonight's Learn for Life Community Spotlight is our Tulare County Office of Education Dream Center. Enjoying a game from the famous Van Dugout. They provide support services to students who experience the trauma of being removed from their home, school's instability. And multiple places in wild and foster care. Their project specialist assigned to school districts to establish networks to assist with challenges, implement solutions in meeting the unique needs of students in foster care. By the way, Homeless Youth Education Services addresses the problem with homeless children and youth space when enrolling. The Dream Center, named after the founding foster youth who helped design service delivery. Please welcome to tonight's Learn for Life Community Spotlight, the Tulare County Office of Education Dream Center. All right, fans, let's head to the top of the fifth inning for San Jose Giants. Here's tonight's Budweiser beer batter of the evening, which happens to be right fielder Tanner Otrumba.
Welcome back here to this Wednesday night matchup. Tanner Otrumba leads it off for the Giants. Hits it to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Conicello. Throw down to first in time. And once again, back-to-back innings where the Giants come out swinging the bat. And it's going to be one pitch, one out here for San Jose. And there's one quick out here in the top of the fifth inning. So Otrumba swings at a low pitch. Conicello scoops that one up easily and gets the easy out over to first base. Johan Benitez playing over at first base. Pitch on the way. Goes for strike number one to O'Neill Perez. Talking about Johan, his second game as a Rawhide, just recently got called up from the Arizona Complex League. Had not played at first base in a professional game until today. Hard hit shot to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Fernandez. Throw down at first in time. A stretch by Benitez. And there's two down here in the top half of the inning. Benitez looking pretty good over there at first base for a guy who hasn't played first base ever. He mentioned during batting practice today, not in any professional games. Talk about Arizona Complex League games this season. And, yeah, never played first base. He's listed as a shortstop. Pitch goes low and inside for ball one to Gavello. But Benitez listed as a shortstop. If you look at it, the roster – talking to him yesterday, he said he He's been playing some outfield, center field is a position he likes. 1-0 pitch on the way, missed outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. So Benitez, that's what this single-A baseball gives you. It gives you a chance to really test out the position, see where they like you at. 2-0 pitch on the way, misses high and outside for ball three, and the count's now three balls and no strikes. Covello ahead in the count, three balls, no strikes. We saw Julio Querion over at first. We also saw Gavin playing at first against the series against Rancho. So, really, we've seen so many of these guys that are all over the field at that first base spot. So, really, no exact first baseman on this Rawhide team. Three balls and a strike on the way from Encarnacion. Fouled off to the left side and out of play by Thomas Covello. That one's out of play, and that's going to be a Vision Glassworks foul ball. For a free quote, call 559-747-2000. So Covello gets ready to dig back in. Full count after leading three balls and no strikes. And Encarnacion trying to fight back and get the strikeout right here. 4Ks looking for five. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball, strike three called. Three up, three down goes San Jose. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Giants lead over the Rawhide 2-1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Happy birthday to Irene. She's located at 205 here this evening. Happy birthday, Irene. Yay. Salute to those who serve series at Valley Strong Ballpark, presented by Spirit Radio, by Sandia's local Christian station. Every Wednesday night is Wrestlers Wednesday. Rawhide Wrestlers can pick up their seat cushion from all Rawhide Wrestler boots. The seat cushion is one of a few Rawhide Wrestlers' exclusive giveaway item. Right now, for all your security needs, call Stop Alarm at 559-781-3310. Now, let's send it to Isabella for tonight's races.
All right, we've got this Stop Alarm Red Tip Race. Ready, on your mark, get set, go, and we're off to a hot lead. We got our carrot on the inside. Oh, he's getting beat by a soccer girl. Let's go.
Fairbanks, you're back for the 23 season. Get your Rawhide grip back for the only $25, and it comes with your first fill after that old beers are. $10 premium domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24-ounce Rawhide beer bat in every game. Rawhide beer bat deals cannot be combined with any other offer. Pick up your beer bat at the concession stands throughout the ballpark or in the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Once again, Rawhide Rusters and attendees can pick up their seat cushions from the Rawhide Rustlers booth. Seat cushions, one of a few Rawhide Rustlers exclusive giveaway item. National Scenic Mobility. Let's move together. Ball back for the fifth inning, now batting second baseman Manuel Pena.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Choate remains on the mound for the San Jose Giants. Manuel Pena will get things going here for Visalia. Check swing called for a strike. And the count now, no balls and a strike here. One ball, one strike, excuse me, for Manuel Pena. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one goes in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, O'Neill Perez. Two balls and a strike. Daniel Penny gets ready to dig in. 11 points over 200, 211 to be exact. And get ready for the pitch from Choate. Rawhide trailed by just a run, 2-1, as a result of a two-run top of the third half of the inning for the Giants. And Penny is going to foul that one off of his right leg, and now trying to walk it off here. So hopefully he's all right here. Never like to see the ball foul off of yourself. So Pena will get ready to step back in. 7, 8, and 9 coming up for Visalia. And pitch just misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Looked like a strike from up here. It may have been a little bit inside, says home plate umpire Tatum Littleton. 3-2 delivery on the way. Payoff pitch to Pena, and he fouls that one off of himself once again. The Rawhide second baseman grounded out into a 4-3 ground out back in the third inning. This is his only plate appearance of the ball game. Trying to get something going for himself right here. Payoff pitch on the way once again. The delivery, and that one's swinging a miss. Manuel Pena goes down striking out. And that's going to be the first strikeout from Maldonado, the new pitcher in the ballgame for San Jose. Looked like a nice slider there. Pena saw it in the strike zone. But those sliders, they just keep on moving and goes out of the zone. So Jose Fernandez will dig in for the Rawhide. He's the only one of two Rawhide players to have a base hit in this ballgame. The other one was David Martin back in the last inning. Fernandez will get ready for the pitch. One ball, no strikes. The delivery on the way, and that one's fouled off and out of play. One ball and one strike. So Jose Fernandez had that line drive in a right field back in the third. We get ready for the pitch. The right-handed batter facing off against the left-handed pitcher Maldonado. We'll give you Maldonado's season numbers here in just a moment. Swing and a miss for Fernandez. Finds himself behind in the count. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Jose Fernandez, two hits yesterday. One of three Rawhide players with a multi-hit game. The 1-2 pitch is going to be a stoppage here. Maldonado will have a chance to reset. 1-2 delivery on the way from Maldonado. That one goes in the dirt for a ball. Backhanded by the catcher, O'Neill Perez. So Maldonado making his 11th appearance of the year. He started 9 out of the 10 games that he has appeared in prior to today. And that one's hit on the right side of the infield. That one's scooped up by the first baseman, Morgan. He'll step on first easily. And there's two down for the Rawhide here in the top, here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hard hit shot there by Jose Fernandez, but a fairly routine play by Zach Morgan. Drop down into the ground ball position. See that right knee go onto the dirt and able to scoop that one up and tag the bag easily. Here is Johan Benitez, his second plate appearance of the ballgame. Struck out on a foul tip back in the third inning. Johan batting .250 as of yesterday. The delivery. And that one goes in the dirt for a ball. One ball and one strike. Johan had one hit yesterday. He was 1-for-5. However, that one hit was a 2-run home run. It was the opposite field base hit. The switch hitting newcomer hit the ball over the left field wall and into the Rawhide bullpen in last night's game. One of four home runs hit by Rawhide batting yesterday. Julio Carrion, Christian Cerda, and Gavin Conicella were the other three Rawhide players. Juan Benitez fouls that one off to the right side and out of play. The count's out 2-2. All twos on the board for Benitez as he gets ready to dig in once again. Talked about some of Maldonado's numbers. We'll give you the numbers for Choate here in just a moment. Pitch misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. You see where that one missed if you're watching on Bally Sports Live. Just low below the ankles. And now the count is full for the second time this inning. Hits the left side of the infield, but that one's going to go left of the third baseline, called foul. So Choate's day comes to a conclusion after four innings of work. He goes four innings, two hits, one run. That run was earned. He walked a batter and struck out five. So a pretty efficient day from Choate. Not to mention he had a no-hitter going through a 2 1/3 inning. 3-2 pitch on the way. Hard hit shot. Gets through the infield. That one's going to be a two. Let's see what Benitez is going to do. He goes over to second base. Standing. He's rounded second base. He's going to hold up there. A hard hit shot. Gets it through the left side of the infield. Cachel watches that one squeeze on through to the left field wall. And landed just left of the 320 sign in left field. A hard hit shot from Benitez. And the Rawhide have their second double of the ball game, and it's going to go back to the top of the order in Alvin Guzman.
And center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
So here is Alvin Guzman, 0-for-8 in the series, still looking for his first base hit. The ball in the dirt is blocked by O'Neill Perez. And retreating backwards to second base is Benitez. Alvin Guzman struggling yesterday, 0-for-6, 3 strikeouts. Just trying to find a way to get back to his normal self. Still batting really good, batting 249, 20 RBIs, two home runs. So a guy who knows how to put bat on the ball, and that one is going to sink past the infield. It's going to go into center, rounding third. Here comes Benitez, a play at the plate, not in time. Slides on home, and the Rawhide have tied the ball game up at 2-2. Nice piece of hitting there by Guzman. He did not have a base hit coming into tonight's game in this series. And why not go 1-for-9, have an RBI, and tie this ball game up at 2. Just sneaked past the shortstop glove. Ramos fully extended there, unable to grab it. And then a fully thrown ball from P.J. Hilson to O'Neal Perez at home plate. Perez had to kind of be acrobatic there to apply the tag, but he's unable to do it. And the Rawhide, just like that, have tied the ball game up for the first time tonight. So now Anderson Rojas will step up to the plate. Man on a 13-game on base streak is now at 14 after having a walk back in the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch. Rojas will await the pitch, and that one goes in there for strike two. Rojas all season long has been a top three batter on this Rawhide team. During the last homestand, he did have the highest average on the team. That was before Christian Robinson got added to the lineup. Fouled backwards. 1-2. Ross, one of five batters for this Rawhide team that is batting above 250. Other notable names, Kedion, Serta. Pitch on the way, 1-2, hits to the right side of the infield. That one's going to be scooped up by Gavello. Throw down to Morgan in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. But the Rawhide are able to score a run. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Giant 2, Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Use promo code FFM. Take $1 off all non-Hall of Fame club tickets. Rawhide will be donating $2 to the following Firefighters Foundation. 3-3. Third installment of the popular franchise is coming to 4K Ultra HD, directed by and starring Michael B. Jordan. Own your copy of 3-3 on 4K Ultra HD today. All right, fans, let's go ahead and grab those lucky number scorecards. Got some winning numbers for you. Let's open up those scorecards. BAM 360 Collective. Lucky number 5757. Valley Strong Credit Union, 5743. 5743. Ticket Smarter, 5885. That's 5885. Howley Roll Ice Cream, 5838. Hummus Republic, 5862. That's 5862.
Hey, that's us.
And Valley Oaks Golf Course, 5650. 5650. Congratulations, all tonight's winners. Bring your winning scorecard to the Balance Comfort Team Store to claim your prize. And again, thank you for participating in tonight's Lucky Number Scorecard giveaway. Sixth inning, now from the shortstop, Jose Ramos.
Welcome back here to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the top of the sixth inning. Leading things off for the Giants, number 16, Jose Ramos. Ramos batting here at the number five spot. The shortstop for the Giants hit that one into right field, and that one's going to drop quickly. Scooping this one up is Julio Quirón. And it's a leadoff single here for the Giants. This is a team who's not afraid to swing the bat early in counts. So a leadoff single here for Ramos. As a result, that's going to bring up the third baseman, number 55, Andrew Cashel, to the plate. You wonder why this team swings the bat so much? I'll tell you why. This is a team who leads the California League in batting average. Pitch on the way. Goes inside for a ball. 1-0 to Cashel. Cashel came in yesterday as a result of an injury. 1-0. That one misses outside for ball one. 1-1. So Cashel came in yesterday when Rodriguez went down. Diego Velasquez went down. He got hit by a pitch in the first inning, and the Giants had to switch a lot of things up on the middle infield. That one's crushed into right field. Julio Gedeon will retreat back about a half a step underneath that one easily, and there's one away here in the top of the sixth inning.
First baseman, Zach Morgan.
So Zach Morgan now will dig in. 1-for-5 yesterday, struck out twice. One of multiple Giants batters who had two or more strikeouts. And Cornelius Young still in the ballgame here in the top of the sixth inning. Not very often do we see Rawhide pitchers go beyond the five-inning mark. Throw back over to first. Tag is applied by Benitez. Easily getting back in there was Ramos. So Morgan will get ready to dig back in while waiting in the first pitch of the set bat. While we have a little stoppage of play, we're going to give you scores around the California League in just a moment after this upcoming pitch. And Cornel Cion's 74th pitch on the way, man in motion. Here comes Ramos, and he's going to get a hand in there just in time. Christian Cerda nearly threw him out, but Jose Ramos gets there easily, and it's a stolen base for the Giants. 12 stolen bases now on the year, 11 entering today, and he was eighth in the California League, a guy with speed, and he shows it off right there. Christian Cerda has been awfully close to throwing out multiple batters or multiple runners throughout this series, has yet to do it, and he nearly did it for about the fourth time in the last 2 days, and that one's hit into left field. Charging in quickly is Rojas, and he's going to be underneath that one, and a fast throw over to second, but just barely getting a foot in there is Ramos. Pena had his leg fully extended like a first baseman. But Ramos is in there easily, and there's two away here in the top of the sixth inning.
At the plate, center fielder T.J. Hilson.
So with that pitch, Encarnacion now at the 75 pitch mark. And here comes manager D. Gardner out to the mound, and that will most likely end Encarnacion's ball game. There is a Rawhide up in the bullpen as Gardner makes his way out to the mound. And they will signal over to the bullpen. So that will be the end of Lorenzo Encarnacion's day. He goes 76 pitches, and his bowl game comes to a conclusion. When we come back, we have the new pitcher. The Giants tied up with the Rawhide 2-2 with a runner on second base. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the numbers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
By the way, fans, time for the end of the happy birthday. This is going out to Richard Luckhurst with American Care Hospice. Please put the American Care Hospice logo. Get that on the screen there. There you go. Happy birthday, Richard Luckhurst with American Care Hospice. Happy birthday, Richard.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. A pitching change at Valley Strong Ballpark. The new pitcher coming into the ballgame is number 29, Luis Tejeda. Tejeda appearing in his 11th game of the year, 20.1 innings pitched. A guy who has struck out 24 batters this year. Opponents batting .333 against him. As a result of Tejeda coming in, we're going to have numbers for Encarnacion in just a moment. Here they are. Encarnacion goes 76 pitches. He goes 5.2 innings of work. Gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs. Walked 2 and struck out 5. So similar to the numbers he had back when the Rawhide played against the Lake Elsinore Storm. And before the first pitch from Tejeda, steps off the mound and looks over at second base. Ramos stands over at second base. Talked about a top 10 base runner in the California League, 8th in stolen bases. Already stole one base here in the ball game earlier this inning. One ball, no strikes for P.J. Hilson. Gets ready for the upcoming pitch. 1-0 from Tejeda, working from the stretch on the left side of the slab. Right on right matchup, the delivery on the way, and that one goes high and inside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, no strikes. Let's look at the scores around the California League. San Jose and Visalia, 2-2 here in the top of the sixth. That's the game you're watching to and listening to. Over in Inland Empire, Stockton leads over Inland, 7-6. That game is currently in the bottom of the sixth. And another pickoff attempt here, looking over at second base. Tejeda steps off the mound. Second disengagement here of the at-bat, so he'll most likely be done looking over at second base. Continue looking around California. Lake Elsinore leads over Fresno 5-0. That game's currently in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delivery on the way from Tejeda. Breaking ball misses outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Final game, Rancho Cucamonga and Modesto. That game's currently tied at 0 in the top of the seventh inning. Very unusual low-scoring game here in the California League. Delivery on the way, and it's a four-pitch walk from Tejeda. 89-mile-per-hour fastball misses inside. So walking on down to first base is the center fielder P.J. Hilson, and that's going to set up Alexander Suarez to the dish. Suarez 0-for-2 on the day, struck out twice, struck out back in the second and one in the fourth. Delivery on the way from Tejeda, breaking ball misses in the opposite batter's box. Looking like the ball stuck on his fingers way too long. And as a result, Christian Serta having a backhand that ball. And the count now, one ball, no strikes. 2-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Giants four hits compared to the Rawhide four. Delivery on the way, and that one just misses inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. You see the lead over at second base for Ramos. Hilson's over at first base. Six pitches here for Tejeda. All six have been balls. Suarez, a number nine batter here in the Giants' order. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Ramos is in motion, trying to get his second stolen base of the inning, and he barely gets in there in time. Barely gets his hands underneath the tag of Gavin Conicello. And there it is. There's that speed. I've been talking about it throughout the inning. There's a reason why he's top 10 in the California League. You saw on your dashboard there. And diving on into third base was Ramos, and it's a double steal by San Jose. And now two runners in scoring position with a bag empty on a three-ball, no-strike count. The head has delivery on the way, and that one's a fastball. Misses low below the knees, ball four. The head has thrown eight pitches here, and all of them have been balls. And now pitching coach Tyler Marks going to make his way out to the mound and have kind of a discussion here with Tejeda. As a result, that's a Shanti mound visit. The Shanti, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley. Central Coast with heart. The Shanti, where community matters. Tyler Marks is out there on the mound. 10 seconds remain here on the pitch clock. Before this mound visiting comes to conclusion, Littleton will make his way out to the mound and break this thing up. You got to think Coach Mark just trying to calm down Tejeda. Just need to get three more strikes and they're out of the inning. But there is heavy traffic right now. So let's get you a look at the base runners right now. You got Ramos over on third, P.J. Hilson at second, and Suarez over at third. And we're going to back to the top of the order in Turner Hill. The designated hitter batting leadoff. 1-for-6 yesterday. Takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for strike number one. So after eight pitches, finally strike number one from Tejeda. Turner Hill, one of the most dangerous batters on this Giants team, batting 318. Well, with the pitch, that one goes outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Got to be careful here. Just trying to find either a ground out or a strikeout to get out of this inning. Any form of an out, forced out at all four bases. One ball, no strike. The head of breaking ball gets in there for strike number two. Nice finesse ball there. And the count now 0-2 for Hill. Hill has the second best batting average on the team. You see the breaking ball go right down the heart of the plate. Batting 318. The only better hitter is Velasquez, and he's currently out due to that injury that occurred yesterday. Left on right matchup here for Hill. We get ready for the pitch. One ball, two strikes. Trying to find a way to expand this at bat. Tejeda trying to shut the door right here at the top of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch. Left side of the slab. right on left. Delivery on the way. Hits the left side of the infield. That one's going to get through the gap. Ramos is going to come home. Here comes Hilson rounding third to play at the plate. Not in time. Christian sort of got his leg run into. Throw back over to second. Diving in safely is Suarez. And it's a two-run RBI single from Turner Hill. And the Giants have taken back the lead here in the top of the sixth inning. It's now 4-2 here in the sixth.
And to play for the
high breaking ball there. That is not a place where you can leave a curveball. All over that one was Hill. Sends that one through the left side of the infield. Jose Fernandez was trying to hold on the runner at second base and easily sneaks through into left field. And as a result now, it's going to be Tanner Otremba to the plate. The delivery misses outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tanner Otremba, the 22-year-old in his second professional season with the Giants. Get ready for the pitch. One ball, no strike. Turner's on first and second. Showing bunt, pulls it back. Misses outside for ball two. Two balls and no strike. Bay Area native about 3.5 hours away from here from Gilroy. For all of our Bayside listeners. Here on Bally Sports, 2-0 pitch on the way. Pulls it back once again. That one's called strike. Two balls and a strike. Otremba went to school 30 minutes down the road from here up in Fresno. Attended Fresno State University where he batted 312 and hit 24 home runs in his three-year college career where he played 113 games for the Bulldogs. Two balls, one strike. Tremble will await the pitch. Right-handed batter swings heavily. Not able to catch it to that one. Two balls and two strikes. Trumbo will get ready for the pitch. 2-2. Staring back over at second. Hit the head out of the delivery on the way. Check swing. Can't hold it. Strike three called, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So the Giants are able to score two runs on an RBI single from Turner Hill. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Rawhide Trail of Giants 4-2. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
The next 10 minutes. Every Wednesday night, Rust for Wednesday, thanks to Barclays City, American Care Hospice, National Senior Mobility, and Miller Memorial Chapel. National Senior Mobility, proud sponsor of the Rawhide Rusters Club. Whether your mobility needs are straightforward or complex, NSM is here to provide you with 360-degree complete mobility solutions, nationwide seating, and mobility. Let's get moving. By the way, fans, at three, they discover, develop, and deliver the most efficient, proactive wellness solutions. Our innovative technologies deliver nutrients at the cellular level for maximum wellness. That's three. Congratulations to Maria Rivera. You won the free collagen, and you need to report to the free booth on the right field side. That's Maria Rivera. Congratulations. Head on over to the free booth to collect your prize. Congratulations. For the sixth, the batter, catcher Christian Serna.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning where Christian Serna will lay things off. A wild pitch from Maldonado. Looks like we have a new pitcher in the ballgame here for the Giants. We'll give you the numbers here in just a moment. delivery on the way. This is where he catches the bottom half of the zone. Strike number one. 1-1 here for Christian Serta. So Maldonado remaining on the mound here for the Giants. This is outside for ball two. 2-2. So Christian Serta batting at the number three spot. Had the sack fly back in the ninth that kept the game alive yesterday. Hit on the ground of the second baseman. Scooped up by Gavello. Throw down to Morgan in time. And there's one quick out here in the bottom of the sixth. So after that ground out, let's give you some scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. As David Martin gets ready to step in. Starting off in High A, Spokane Indians lead over the Hillsboro Tops 2-1. That game is currently in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, over in Double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeated the Midland Rockhounds 4-0. Moving over into Triple A as that pitch misses outside for ball one. 1-0. Tacoma trailing against Reno 5-4. That game's currently in the top of the sixth. Swinging foul in that one backwards is David Martin. And finally, in the major leagues, the Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Washington Nationals earlier today, 6-2. So the Diamondbacks closing out that series with a series win over in our nation's capital. Trying to pull the trigger was David Martin. He's able to hold that one backwards. And the count is now 2-0 for Martin. Martin's another batter who's hitting the ball really well as of lately. Swings and fouls that one backwards. 2-2. David Martin was a top three batter during the road trip, including his first ever professional home run back when the Rawhide were at Inland Empire. 2-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and striking out is David Martin. And that's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. So Martin goes down pretty easily there. It looks like a slider from Maldonado goes to the outside part of the plate. Looked like O'Neill Perez wanted to apply the tag just in case, but David Martin was already walking back to the Rawhide dugout. And now Julio Quetion, one of the best batters on this Rawhide team, will get ready to step up. 298 with 84 at-bats on the season. Rawhide looking for their fifth hit of the ballgame. Maldonado misses outside on a fastball. 1-0. Gideon was a late decision to be moved into the starting lineup today. Pitch on the way, cuts on the swing there. 1-1. Originally about 12 p.m. when the lineups came out, Christian Robinson was in the starting lineup out at right field. Pitch on the way, misses in the dirt for ball two. 2-0. But then Gideon about 2 o'clock, Julio was added into the starting lineup in right field. So Christian Robinson gets today off. 2-0 on the way. And now it's going to be 2-2 for the former Quake. So Christian getting a day off. He's been playing quite a bit since he's been added to this Rawhide team back in the Lake Elsinore series. Julio will get ready for the pitch. 2-2, delivery on the way. Swing and a miss, and that one's going to get past. And now it looks like O'Neill Perez is trying to find the ball. He cannot see it. Gideon will run over to first base, and jogging on over was Maldonado, and it looked like the ball got stuck on the netting behind home plate. We'll see what happens here. So it's a breaking ball, a heavy spin right there. Gideon thought he was out, and then he looks backwards, and O'Neill Perez doesn't even know where the ball was, and the ball is actually located right underneath where the scoreboard is, where you see the innings right now on your scorebug. So that's about where the ball got stuck up on the padding behind the what would be a right-handed batter. Yeah, you see right there about where the pitch clock is, above that padding, that's about where the ball got stuck. So Gavin Conicillo will step up, goes opposite field into left field. That one's carrying in front of the warning track, making the grab is Alexander Suarez, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh where the Giants lead over the Rawhide 4-2. Jill Guerin will take us the rest of the way. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Give them a call at 559-733-7020 or visit calapparel.net to look like the best dressed grounds crew in all of minor league baseball. One of the nails in the back of your ticket is the Snack Bar and Grill. Get $5 off purchase of $30 or more, excluding alcohol. Snack Bar and Grill. Be sure to check the back of your ticket. One of the ticket back deals you might see is from Hobby's Taco Shack Cantina. Get two tacos and any tall draft beer for only $10 at Hobby's Taco Shack Cantina, downtown Visalia. It's not simply a bar. It's not a pub. It's a cantina. Si, senor. Top half of the seventh inning, and ahead of the plate for the San Jose Giants, the catcher, O'Neill Perez.
Top of the seventh inning, San Jose leads 4-2. Tejeda back on the mound. First pitch is roped foul down the third base side to O'Neill Perez. Tejeda came in relief for Encarnacion in the last inning. He inherited a runner on first with two outs, but was unable to get the final out without a pair of runs scoring, but they will be earned to Encarnacion. 0-1, high and in. One, one is a strike. Slight shift to the left of the infield. Perez is 2-for-3 today, and the pitch is fouled off into the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club.
Look out, that's a Porta Subs prize ball. Take it to the general store to pick up your coupon, free sandwich, Porta Subs.
Data, glove at the belt. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball, two hopper to the third baseman. Condicello fields it. The throw to first, just in time to get Perez.
Second baseman, Thomas Gavello.
One down, nobody on for Gavello. Batting from the left side, one down. Giants lead by 2, 4-2 ball game in the seventh. Gavello today has lined out to right. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out looking. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Take a look at the scores in the California League. Stockton leads Inland Empire 7-6. In the seventh inning, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno 5-0 in the sixth. Pitch is fouled off. And then Rancho and Modesto currently scoreless in the eighth inning. And of course, here at Valley Strong Ballpark, the Rawhide Trail 4-2 in the top of the seventh inning for game two of the six game series. The Giants did take the first game yesterday in extra innings. In fact, it took 11 innings. 0-2, misses high and out, ball one. One, two. Low in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Two, two. Hard ground ball, first baseman Benitez has it. He will flip to the pitcher Tejeda for the second out of the inning.
Down Valley,
except Benitez started trotting to the dugout thinking it was out number three. Just got excited that he's able to make a play at first. This is his first professional game there. Although he did not tell me that he's nervous. Two outs, nobody on, and Ramos is batting from the right side. The pitch misses low, ball one. I was always nervous the first time playing a different position, especially something so specific like first. 1-0. Hard ground ball, third baseman Conticello has it, sets his feet, throw to first. Ends the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Tejeda. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Giants still lead by two, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Until the end of the eighth inning, what concession stands will close. Now it's time to get up and stretch those legs. We're going to send it down to Isabella for the seventh inning stretch.
All right, thanks, Brian. We're here with Tipper and St. Aloysius over by Redstone to sing Tipper's favorite song.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manuel Pena at the plate for the Rawhide. He swings at the first pitch and it's fouled off. New pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Daniel Blair. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-1 to Pena is fouled off out of play, left side. Pena today is grounded out to second, and he's also struck out. Rawhide do have four hits today, but only have two runs to show. Blair's in relief for Maldonado. Here's the pitch. It's very high and out. Maldonado threw two innings for the Giants, giving up two hits, one run, didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three. 1-2, very out. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Pena, swung on and missed strike three. Pena strikes out for the first out of the inning, one away, nobody on. And here's Jose Fernandez batting from the right side.
The shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
Fernandez, one for two today. Swings and misses at the first pitch. He did have the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. And as always, that is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Blair 4-1 this season, a 2.63 ERA. This is his 13th appearance out of the bullpen. 0-2. Just a little out. He's thrown 27 innings for the Giants. The pitch, a breaking ball that is swung on and missed strike three. Fernandez, a very defensive swing. Looked like he was just trying to foul tip it, but instead he misses for the second out of the inning. Benitez bats from the left side against the right-handed pitcher, and that pitch is a strike. Blair this season, through those 27 innings, has struck out 22, while walking 12. 0-1. Popped up, left field side, hooking foul. Suarez gives chase, and it's a foul ball. He misses it. It looked like he was able to get underneath it, but never planted his feet completely. He's nearing the wall, or the fence rather, down the left field side near the Budweiser red zone, but could not make the catch. So Benitez has another life here. O-2 count, two outs. The pitch, high, ball one. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Benitez strikes out swinging for the final out of the inning. And Blair has a 1-2-3 inning and strikes out the side. Rawhide still trail by two as we go into the eighth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Andrew Casano.
Liam Norris, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Luis Tejeda. First pitch misses, high ball one. Facing Andrew Cachel. Giants lead 4-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch is high, ball two. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the 2-0. Misses high, ball three. Three-o. Misses out, ball four. Cachel draws a four-pitch walk to start off the eighth inning.
Heading to the plate is first baseman Zach Morgan.
Morgan bats from the right side, runner on first. Nobody out. Norris, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide today. Southpaw checks the runner on first. Now delivers. Pitch misses high. Final pitching line for Tejeda. He threw an inning and a third, giving up one run off of one hit, walked two, and struck out a batter. The pitch is low, ball two. And Christian Cerda is going to walk out and have a conversation with Norris. While he does that, we'll take a look at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro trails Spokane 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Amarillo defeated Midland 4-0. And Reno currently trails Tacoma 11-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, the Diamondbacks defeated the Washington Nationals today 6-2. All right, it's a 2-0 count. We're ready for the next pitch to Zach Morgan. Here it is. Strike on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Norris glove at the chin and the pitch. Little out, ball three. Norris is 2-0 with a 5.25 ERA. 3-1. Strike on the inside corner. This is his 18th appearance out of the bullpen, and he's thrown 24 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 34 while walking 16. 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Morgan strikes out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill and Crust, we trust. One away, runner on first is still Cachel in. At the plate is P.J. Hilson, the center fielder. First pitch is swung on, fouled off right side. Pickoff attempt at first, and he's back safely standing up. Cachel has two stolen bases in two attempts this year. Oh, 1. Low. Opponents are batting 244 against Norris this season. Hilson has flied out to center field twice, and he's also walked. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Liam sets 1-2. Runner takes off. The pitch is fouled off. And Cachel will have to go back to first base. Mm-hmm. Infield at double play depth. Slight shift to the left. 1-2. Fouled off into one of the poles right behind home plate. Runner takes off again. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three was in the dirt. Serta. Beg your pardon, was not in the dirt, but Serta did not throw to second base. There's no throw, so it is a stolen base for Cachel. The way that Serta caught it, I thought he picked it out of the dirt, but the fact that he did not tag, Helson shows otherwise. Just wasn't able to get the ball out of his glove to make a throw down to second. First pitch to Suarez is swung on and missed. Strike one. Two outs, runner in scoring position. Cachel standing there with his third stolen base of the year. The pitch is low. Ball one. 93-mile-an-hour pitch from Norris. One one to Suarez is high. He has struck out twice today, and he's also walked. Rye pitching staff have combined to strike out eight so far while walking five. 2-1 count, two down. Norris delivers, and the pitch is popped up into center field. Guzman takes one step back, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. The Giants do strand a runner in scoring position, but they still lead 4-2. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
All right, thanks, Brian. We've got Claire rooting for the lawnmower. Her section's going to be...
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide trail by two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Alvin Guzman at the plate facing Blair. He's in his second inning of work. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. Blair in his first inning struck out the side. Four two ball game. Pitch misses low. Guzman today, he has struck out, singled, and also flied out to right field. The pitch is lined on the left field side. No one's going to get to it, and it's off the wall. Guzman heads for second. Leadoff double for the leadoff batter. Guzman with the second hit of the day, now in scoring position. And he's arguably the fastest runner on the team for the Rawhide. He should score on any base hit. Anderson Rojas now comes to the plate. He's batting from the left side. First pitch to Rojas, misses outside, ball one. Grounded to the first baseman. Morgan snags it, decides to toss to Blair covering first for the first out of the inning. Guzman takes third. Morgan did look at Guzman running towards third, elected to go to first, which is probably the correct and most definitely the safest decision. Christian Cerda, who was 0 for 3 today, batting from the right side. He hit a home run yesterday. Also tied up the game in the ninth inning. The pitch is fouled off. Infield is back with the runner on third. One down. 0-1 to Cerda. High and in. It almost hits him. As he falls to the ground to get out of the way. My goodness. And there is time called by Cerda. One, low ball two. Blair, 6'3", right-handed pitcher. 24 years old, the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Two. High ball three. Pitch clocked it at 94 miles an hour. Blair was signed as a free agent earlier this year in February. Three, two. Popped up out of play behind our press box. And into North Gidding Street, there's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your autoglass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000. Three balls, two strikes to Cerda. Payoff pitch. Inside ball four, Cerda draws a one-out walk, and there are runners on the corners for David Martin with one down, and the Rawhide trailing by two. Blair, product out of the University of Texas.
Now Valley for the high, designated hitter, David Martin.
Runner on third is Guzman, on first is Cerda. Giants lead 4-2, although both teams have five hits today, and neither have committed an error thus far. Infield shifting to the right. The middle infield is at double play depth, and the pitch to Martin is swung on and missed. Strike one. Right versus left matchup. 0-1. Misses in. One, one. Called strike at the knees. One, two, high, and out. Two, two, chopper on the right side. The pitcher, Blair, looks at home but throws to first to get the out. Guzman scores. Martin is retired. Cerda advances to second. Guzman had a nice read on that, able to score. He saw it was chopped to the right side, and it was hit fairly high in the air as well on the chopped ground ball. 4-3 ball game. Giants do still lead. Tying run is on second. It's Christian Cerda. The pitch to Julio Carrion is swung on and missed. Strike one. Carrion today has grounded out to the pitcher, and he's also struck out twice. 0-1, fouled off. O-2 lines to the second baseman. Govello is there to make the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide do score a run, though, and they only trail by one as we go into the ninth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Designated hitter, Turner Hill.
Giants lead 4-3, top of the ninth inning. Squaring to bunt is Hill. He pulls back, and it's a ball just a little outside. Norris back on the mound for the Rawhide in his second inning of work. He did walk a batter, but then struck out two and induced a fly ball. 1-0. Ground ball slaps the other way. Contesello can't get to it. Rojas coming in as it's hit in a shallow left field. Hill able to make it a double, although not a very hard hit ball at all. Again, it was placed down the third base side. Contesello gave chase, but because he was off the line, couldn't get it. And again, because of how hard it was, or rather, how softly it was hit, Rojas had to come all the way into shallow left field to pick up the ball. That is Hill's second double of the season. He has two hits today now. Tanner Otremba batting from the right side. The pitch, high ball one. One oh, swung on and missed. Norris kicks, and the 1-1 is low ball two. Norris checks the runner, peers in, checks him again. Now kicks. Low. Ball three. Three balls and a strike. Otremba today has walked, doubled, grounds it out to third, and he has struck out swinging. Three-one. Tries to check his swing on an inside pitch, but he does go around. Full count. Three-two. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Norris. Sits down, though, Otremba. That's his third strikeout of the day, first out of the inning. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Now Perez, the catcher, is batting from the right side. Still a runner on second. The pitch is a breaking ball that misses out. This is our Salute to Those Who Serve series presented by Spirit Radio. Every day of the week, we honor a group of people who serve our community. Today is government employees. Here's the 1-0. It's actually going to be a pickoff attempt at second, and Hill is back safely standing up. So today, if a government employee showed their work ID at our ticket office presented by Kauia Health, they would receive a grandstand ticket for only $5, and they could get as many grandstand tickets as they wanted for $5. That pitch is outside. Ball two. Tomorrow is Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. You can use promo code PAL23, that's PAL23, to get $1 off your tickets. And $2 from each ticket sold will be given to Visalia's PAL division. Pitches fouled off, count is 1-2 with one down. And of course, tomorrow is our Toros Day, where we become Los Toros de Visalia. $5 margaritas and micheladas all game long. And we do have $2 draft Modelo and Estrella Jalisco until the end of the fourth inning. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Perez strikes out for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back Ks for Norris after giving up the double. Not out of the woods yet, but with two down, Gavello comes to the plate batting Thomas from the left. He's 0-for-3 today. First pitch, popped up, left field, Rojas glides towards the foul line. He's underneath it, and that will end the inning. Rawhide trail by one. They need one to extend it, two to win it as we go into the bottom half of the ninth. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rawhide trail by one in the bottom of the ninth inning. Contasello leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes ball one low. The pitch is chopped up the middle. The pitcher, Blair, gets it. Underhand tosses to first. And that will be the first out of the inning. Contasello almost beat it out.
Now Bailey for the high second baseman, Manuel Pena.
Manuel Pena now bats from the left side, one down. Nobody on. Rawhide trail by one in the bottom of the ninth. Blair's in his third inning of work. He did give up a run in the last inning. The pitch. Fouled off out of play left side. Pena 0 for 3 today. He has struck out twice and he has grounded out to second. Oh, 1 ground ball right side. Second baseman Cachel ranges the throw to first, two away. Last chance for the Rawhide as Jose Fernandez comes to the plate batting from the right side.
And to play to shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
The pitch. Strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. High fly ball into center field. This should end the game. Center fielder Hilson underneath it. And that's the ball game. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Blair. The Giants hold on to win 4-3. They take game two of this six-game series. And they lead the series 2-0. Rawhide fall to 19-34 on the season, while the Giants are 34-19 on the year. Stay right there for the post-game show. We'll give you the post-game recap. Let you know what to look forward to tomorrow. If you are not staying with us for the post-game show, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock for first pitch. Expected starter tomorrow for the Rawhide is Wyatt Wendell.
By the way, thank you for attending today's game.
And I believe the announced pitcher for tomorrow will be announced later, as it was supposed to be Maldonado on the mound tomorrow.
National Senior Mobility at Miller Memorial Chapel. Brought beers and bingo every Wednesday at Valley Strong.
But we'll let you know as soon as we do on who is pitching tomorrow for the Giants. Stay right there for the postgame show. Rawhide fall to San Jose by a score of 4-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.